Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Ezra, chapter 4, verses 1 through 24. So, as the people who are descended from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, which is southern Israel, Judah, Jerusalem, the folks that have come back from the exile, they are trying to get the temple rebuilt. And others who were really their opponents, they show up and they say, hey, we'd like to help you in this process. We want to get on this bandwagon. But the thing is that these people believe in multiple gods. And that's really clear in verse 2. And it says that they were brought here by the king of Assyria way back when. And so these are people who have a religious smorgasbord, and you know, it's an a la carte selection of gods, of which Yahweh, the God of Israel, is just one of many. And so because they don't really have a true focused faith, what do they really believe? Because they believe anything they want. And the Jewish people say to them, no, you'll have no part of this because you're not committed to the Lord God as the one and only true God. And besides, they say, and besides that, God called us to do this. We have been called to this. And you don't delegate God's commission that has been given to you to someone else. You carry it out. And I want to ask you, as you read this passage, how has God commissioned you to build a temple in your life? How has God called you to set up a place of worship within your own life to be dedicated to him? Or do you have religious a la carte where all kinds of different gods and values are distracting you from worshiping God? And I also want to ask you is how are you contributing? How are you committed to the worship life of your church? Or is it an a la carte where today I feel like it, but next Sunday, you know, I'm going to be doing something else that I think is more important than worshiping the Lord God. Now, these folks are irritated that they don't get to be a part of it, even though it's just one of many things they're, but really it's all about power. And that comes through that this really was all about power and influence, not about worship, because they write a letter to the king of Persia and say, hey, these folks are building the temple. And you got to remember that these are folks that once used to rule this land. They used to be powerful and they have been a rebellious people. And so, and they really speak ill of the Jews. After all, they were commissioned by King Cyrus, but they leave that out of the letter, sort of. And so they send the letter to the king and the king sends back a reply. Oh, I'm glad you brought this to our attention. We certainly don't want to be empowering rebels. And so you should stop them while we figure this out. And how do they stop them? It says in verse 23 that they went to Jerusalem and compelled them to stop by force. They are so determined to stop the worship of the Lord God that they bring troops and they threaten violence. And so the work came to a standstill. And we think about, are we living in a time when folks may threaten us for our worship? Something to think about. Thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.